We are in Simen Shin Nun Ches. We're up to Sif Yud, and that's what we'll be doing today. Now, yesterday we learned the halacha that a karfif, a big open area, that was open to a private house and then enclosed, so that's called hukaf ladira, where you then went ahead and planted a garden. You planted a garden in part of it. If the garden made up most of it, so it asers the entire area, it is mevatel the mechitzis, it makes it as if the mechitzis were not made for dira, because a garden is not part of living. If it was not the majority, if it was not rov, then the halachi is, if the area that was planted is more than sasayim, there too, the halacha would be that it's mevatel the mechitzis, and you couldn't carry in the entire karfif. What's the din in a chotzer? Meaning, I have a house with a private courtyard. Is the same halacha there too? Or do we say that a private courtyard that has a garden in it is not is considered hukaf ladira? So it's a shayla in the Rishonim. The Rosh is mistopic. Others say not. The Mechaber paskins, mi sheyesh lo gina b'chatzero. If someone has a garden in his own private chotzer, and you do not have a fence around that garden, imu rov ha-chotzer, if it is the majority of the chotzer, afila ein ba'el abei sasayim, lo yutaltel mimenu umin ha-chotzer labayis. The halachi is that what? You're not allowed to carry from it into the chotzer, from the chotzer into the house, or from the house into the chotzer. Now this is where it does not have more than sasayim. Vim hu yoser misasayim, lo yuteltel bo v'chotzer ela bedalat amis. You could only carry in it 4 amis. Now, what exactly is this halacha? So it goes like this: if you do not have more than sasayim, so there's no halacha that you need that it should be hukaf ladira. Right? If the entire area is not more than sasayim, it's sasayim or less. So the halacha is Chazal only made their halacha that an enclosed area must be enclosed ladira if it's more than sasayim. Remember, we learned that out of the chutzur of the Mishkan. The chutzur of the Mishkan was just sasayim, and you were allowed to carry there even though it wasn't hukaf ladira. So if it's not more than sasayim, you don't need a hekif ladira. So in our first case is, the gina is rov, but you don't have a sasayim here. So there's no problem that you need a hekif ladira. However, you have another problem. And this is a problem that we're going to see in more detail later. We consider the gina and the chotzer as we consider the gina to be a different kind of reshus than the bayis. That means a chotzer is considered the same thing as a bayis. A gina, a garden, is not the same thing as a bayis. Therefore, the gina and the bayis are considered two separate reshuyas, and you're not allowed to midrabbanan carry from one into the other, even though they're owned by the same person. A chotzer and a bayis are one reshus. A gina and a bayis are not. Imu yoser misasayim. What happens if it's more than sasayim? So now we have a problem. Because if it's more than sasayim, then you need that it should be hukaf ladira, and the gina is mevatel the mechitzis. Lo yuteltel bo b'chotzer ela b'dalat amis. So there the halach is, it becomes a karmelis. The problem is not just carrying to and from the house. The problem is you're not allowed to carry in that entire chotzer. V'im hi miyat ha-chotzer. What happens if this gina is the minority of the chotzer? Mashiyesh ba yoser misasayim oser kol ha-chotzer. So if it has more than sasayim, that's how the Mishnah Berurah translates ma, if it's more than sasayim, so the halacha is it ruins the mechitzis around it, so it's not hukaf ladir and you couldn't carry there. Tim yesh ba sasayim opachis oser lohotzi mimeno labayis. So if it's a minority, but it does not have sasayim, so the halachi is that it will only once again be koveya that it is a gina, it is a garden, which is a different reshus than the bayis, and you're not allowed to carry from it to the bayis. Now, how about carrying from the chotzer to the bayis? Something that's a minority and not more than sasayim, will that ruin it for the chotzer? So the Mishnah Berurah brings that really it should be mutter, but there are those who are osrim. And he says that if it's not even sasayim, there you certainly are allowed to be mekel. That's the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah. Some say that if it's less than sasayim, you're even allowed to carry from the gina into the bayis itself, since it is a miut. And b'shas hadchak, the Mishnah Berurah allows you to rely on that. Now, all of this is when there is no mechitza separating them. If the garden is enclosed by a fence, the halachi is that the gina will not aser the chatzar under any circumstances. Even if it's the rov, they're considered two separate reshuyas. You couldn't carry in the gina, and you could carry in the chatzar and from the chatzar to the bayis.